Blog Talk Radio.
This is MikeSpirit.fm. Good evening and welcome to Guiding Lights with Jeanette Ann and Sarah May. The airwaves are now open, and these respected UK Sky Television psychics will take your hand and lead you through the universe with interesting topics and spirit communication. Call Jeanette and Sarah now. 760-283-4611. If you're calling from outside the USA, then prefix 001. Or register to the chat room and click Call Skype. Now the moment you've been waiting for. Please welcome Jeanette Ann and Sarah May.
Hello, good evening, and welcome to the Guiding Lights radio show with myself, Sarah May, and the lovely Jeanette Ann Coon. Another week gone by. I had a little bit of a look on the Blog Talk radio logs, and we've done, I think this is our 22nd show, Jeanette.
Well, you, really?
Yeah, good it goes gosh. Really quick, doesn't it?
Doesn't it, really? Well, hello to everyone, and welcome to Guiding Lights. And as you say, really, 22nd shows, how quick's that gone then, Sarah, hey? These shows are rocketing by, so it's been really fantastic.
Absolutely. We love it, don't we, Jeanette?
We do.
The girls are in town.
They certainly are.
And this evening we have another girl in town for you as well, which we'll tell you a little bit about her in a little bit. But while we're here, we will give you the numbers to dial in. If you want to contact the show, please dial, if you're calling from America, 760-283-4611. If you're calling outside of America, it will be 001. Okay, that probably cost you a little bit. The other way you can get hold of us is via Skype, by which you go to blogtalkradio.com/, I won't say splash this week, / Mike Spirit FM. And those are the ways that you can contact this show and have a reading on here with either Jeanette, myself, or our fantastic lady that we have lined up this evening. But before we introduce her, let's just have a little bit of a chat about our week, what we've been up to, Jeanette. What have you been up to, darling?
Well, I've been meeting myself coming back. I've been so busy. I've just spent the weekend in Cornwall, really fantastic psychic fair there in Falmouth, okay, which was absolutely wonderful. And on Friday evening, I was busy doing a lovely pamper evening in a lovely beauty parlour, where, you know, very close to me, and that was a fabulous evening as well. And I've also been back to back with my TV work and my private work, so it's almost like when we kind of land on a Monday evening, it's like nice to sit and chill and have this show, you know, which is really fab.
We love it, don't we, Jeanette?
We certainly do. It's just like my treat for the week that this is just out the girls' show, and it's fantastic.
We like the lads to come in as well.
Well, we do, yeah. We do like to have the boys in with us as well, we do.
Yeah, but we share every Monday, don't we?
Yeah.
You should have a few giggles beforehand. About
certainly,
how,
yeah.
Well, we giggle all week, really, don't we, Jeanette, to be perfectly honest with you, everybody?
Yeah.
I would like to actually, at the beginning of the show, give you information as to how you can get hold of us if you want to talk to us privately. We're both available privately. I mean, I know we're here every Monday, and you can listen back to the show. Not everybody gets a reading. I do understand that. And I mean, if you're trying every week, it can be a little bit frustrating. Jeanette, how would our listeners get hold of you, sweetheart?
Well, I think the best way and the easiest way is either via Facebook, which that would be Jeanette Ann Coombe, or if they wanted to contact me via Skype, they could just type in Jeanette Ann Psychic and send me a request, And if they want to have a reading, we can have a chat and sort out times and dates, and, you know, we can just kind of take it from there. So, yeah, that's probably the two easiest ways to sort out a private reading with me.
Same as me, Jeanette, to be honest with you. Facebook is a great means for me and my work.
Yeah.
Because I can pull everything into Facebook. Mm-hmm. And if you want to get hold of me, you will catch me on Medium Sarah May on Facebook. S-A-R-A-H and then May as a separate word. Or Sarah May Psychic if you want to get hold of me on Skype. So those are the two sort of main ways. May Sarah May Twitter. I'm not really a Twitterer, to be honest with you. I'm getting used to it, but I'd rather do the Facebook. But I'm getting into this Twitter business. Did you do Twitter, Jeanette?
Well, I have actually got an account, but I'm so focused on Facebook, and so many of my pals are on Facebook, that I tend not to, be honest with you, bother so much with Twitter. But, you know, at the end of the day, I suppose it is another means to get in touch with people, but I think it can be sometimes a little bit of an overkill, because if you're using one thing and you're using another thing, you don't really know where your messages are. So you suppose you spend twice as long trying to find out what people want to say to you, I suppose, concentrating on one thing.
You do, but I find some people like to use Facebook and others like to use Twitter. And I've looked on Twitter and I thought, oh, I don't normally see you on Facebook.
Yeah.
So, you know, I thought, I've been missing things out here. So I've used a little bit of both. So there we go.
Yeah.
Okay. This week I have been in Bristol at the Bower, B-A-W-A. I've had a fantastic day on Sunday with Liz Stokes. And I met for the first time a lovely lady by the name of Bernie Scott, a guy called Colin Bapp, and a Trevor Jones. And what a lovely group of people. So Jeanette and I are both travelling around the country spreading the word, aren't we, Jeanette?
We certainly are, and the event that I went to at the weekend was run by two fabulous ladies, Sue Outhwaite and her partner Liz, and I also met some really lovely people as well, and I also was very, very touched at the kindness of a Mr. Patrick Gamble, who is one of the UK's renowned psychic artists, because I was, you know, working next to him, and he actually gave me a deck of his beautiful handmade cards, which were absolutely superb. So I will be using those with my readings in future. And he's a lovely guy, and he's going to be coming on the show with us. Also met a lovely lady called Debbie, who deals with energy folks, which are brilliant. And another lovely lady as well from Australia called Sue Johnson. So we've all been, you know, spreading the word, but we've actually been meeting up with some really great like-minded souls as well, sir.
We certainly have. And I'll be coming in on the psychic fairs as well, Jeanette, next year.
You will indeed.
I don't know if you saw Paul Francis, but I know he was there at the show.
Yeah, I did see him, but I didn't have a chance to speak because we were opposite ends of the room and we were both flat out busy. But
okay.
I did say hi and bye.
There we go. We mentioned a few people there.
Colleagues. Yeah, fantastic.
We're talking nationally here, aren't we, Jeanette? But tonight here, with the lady that we're going to bring on now, it's actually tomorrow, as far as we're concerned, because she's 12 hours ahead of us.
Mm-hmm.
And I know some of our American listeners will be behind, 5 or 6 hours behind, 4 hours behind. I'm not too sure about Australia, if there's anybody listening in Australia or any of the other countries. So we've got quite a mixture of timescales going on here, which I think is quite exciting.
Mm.
But this lovely lady, I'd like to introduce you all, tell you a little bit about her. Her name is Julie Sock, and she is in New Zealand. Okay, and she's a very good friend. And I'd like to bring her in, so maybe tell us a little bit about herself. Are you there, Julie? We have
good day, girls. How are you doing?
Were you muted?
I was, yes. Just make sure I don't thump you.
And how are you today, Julie, this morning?
I'm
New
great,
Zealand?
Thanks.
Great.
Yes, we're in your future, and I've got to say I'm sorry, but it is absolutely tossing it down. So it's going to be wet, wild and windy.
Oh, lovely. That makes me feel a little bit better, Julie, because I always presume in these countries far away that it's lovely and sunny.
Yeah, no, we've got to remember New Zealand is next stop the Antarctic.
Okay.
I've got to say, most of the time it's absolutely gorgeous. It's beautiful, but we're just coming out of winter into spring, and, of course, you get the little April showers. Yeah, we get October torrential rain.
I see. Lovely. Good to have a brolly then, Julie. Now, for everybody that's listening, Julie, they're probably sussed that you are from England.
I am. I'm a Geordie lass.
Geordie.
Some respect there. I'll be born within a mile of the Tyne. I'm from northeast England. I'm from the great city of Durham.
Durham. I'm off. Right, Julie, do you want to tell everybody a little bit about you, how you happened to end up in New Zealand, and sort of how you came to do the work that we do?
Certainly. Where do I start? Okay, came up to New Zealand just over 10 years ago to join my partner. My first ever flight, the first time I ever left England, and I came all the way to New Zealand. Before that, I was brought up with spirit stories. We didn't have nursery rhymes and bedtime stories. We had stories about spirit in the family. And in my late teens, started thinking about it again and went to Durham Spiritualist Church with my mum and started developing in their churches and their open circles and went around the northeast. Started working, and as they say, spirit have never shut up since. I went online in 96 when I got a computer for my business, and being totally bored of the music rooms and et cetera online, I asked my son, what else can you do on the internet? And yes, it's not stopped. We opened in MSN chat, a spiritualist open circle, in February 2002. And it's grown ever since. We've built up to 1,500 members in that group. And over the years, it's grown, it's developed. MSN chat shut down. We've developed a website, found our own forums, built our own home on the internet, and we've now grown and morphed into what is the Spiritualist Online Network on spiritualistonline.com. We've now got a full network of websites supported across the world. We've got our own teaching online lyceum that you girls are all part of and have done lessons with us and teaching. We basically... We're worldwide now. We've got members everywhere. We've got the Teaching Lyceum. We've got Spiritualist Online Network, chat rooms, websites, forums. And we've got a new little venture that also we're going to talk about a bit today.
Well, watch that's that, fantastic, Gina. Yeah.
We both talked at once there, Jeanette. Would you like to launch that for us, Julian? Tell everybody what it's about, what we're going to do.
Yeah, brilliant. We've just launched online another arm of Spiritualist Online Network, which is SOC Live on spiritualistonline.org. Is our new pay-per-minute spiritualist teaching website and readings website, where you can go in any time of the day or night and enjoy a reading, a little bit of teaching, with up to, at the moment, over 30 of our workers on there at the moment is Sprinkles, who does palm readings. It's a full esoteric spiritual readings development and educational site brought to you by Spiritualist Online Network. Both you girls are on there and starting work with us this next week. It's just another arm of what we do online. We hope to provide quality services, not quantity. So you won't see 1,000-odd people on there, but you will see quality workers from around the world, from Kevin Masters through to Ruth Mooney from Ireland, through to Grateful Dave and Stars in Their Eyes. We've got Angel Mary and Annette Kay from New Zealand. We've got some brilliant people over in the States. Australia, we've got Baza and Tracy And that's just to name a few, along with you two girls.
Well, that's fantastic. We're really looking forward to it, Sarah, aren't we, eh?
We certainly are. We certainly are. We are really looking forward to it. We are going to do a live TV show, the three of us as well, in the site. We're going to decide, obviously, when we're going to we'll televise that, and we'll probably let you know next week. We've just got to sync all of our timings together so that we can all get in there together. And that will be there for you, where the three of us will go live in SOC, and we can sort of have a look and see how it all works. So I'm looking forward to that. Okay.
Yeah, that's another arm we've got on the site now on spiritualsonline.com is SOC TV, doing live shows, not only our own, but we've also got Kintubiana Ghostbusters doing shows on our site, and we're going to get you two girls involved with a joint site with Guiding Lights and SOC, as you say, as soon as we can get a date set up.
We do, we will. We've got to all think out, so have a look at our diaries and find some time, but I'm really looking forward to that, to actually have the three of us on live cam doing readings. Because what happens there, Julie, is we almost like get a room full, don't we, and they sort of, they wait in line to come and have a reading. Is that right?
Yeah, it works. Us three will be live on the site. You will be able to see and talk to us. And on the website itself, on spiritualsonline.com/SOCTV, you can come and join in. There is a text chat there for people to join in with. And if you've got a webcam and mic, you can come in as a live guest on the site and join in the show and be with us.
Wow.
So they do that, Jeanette. How do they get in contact? What's the contact is? I mean, obviously, we'll pop them on Facebook. But for those people that haven't actually engaged with us on Facebook and are listening back to this show, how will they get hold of SOC?
Online. Sorry.
What's the web address?
The web address is spiritualistsonline.com. You can access all our services from that. www.spiritualistsonline.com. That's spiritualists with an S after it. You can't miss it. And the spiritualistonline.org is the paper minute, and the SOC Live is linked on .com with SOC media buttons. It's all lovely little bubbles and images. We love just click and play on our website.
Well, I think that really it's really going to be fantastic, and I'm really looking forward to it, and I hope you're going to stay with us for the rest of the show, Julie, and take some live callers for us. I think we're going to be going to a couple of songs, and I do also think that we've also got the amazing Grant Collier, who's also going to pop in and say hi to us. He's waiting in the wings, if you like, to come in and speak. So if we could just pop on to our first song of the evening, and then we'll open the lines and we can start taking in the callers. Thanks.
No, I can't take one more step towards you, 'cause all that's waiting is regret. Don't you know I'm not your ghost anymore? You lost the love I love the most. I learned to live half a life, and now you want me one more time. And who do you think you are, running around leaving stars, collecting a jar of hearts and tearing apart? You're gonna catch a cold from the ice inside your soul, so don't come back for me. Who do you think you are? I hear you're asking all around if I am anywhere to be found. But I have grown too strong.
Well, that was absolutely fantastic. And I do believe we're going to open the lines now. And I'm going to say hi and welcome to Guiding Lights. And who have we got on, first of all, with us here now?
Hi, how are you doing?
Hello there, my love. Who am I speaking to, please?
Hi, my name is Jordana.
Hi, Jordana. Have I spoken to you before? Have you been on the show before?
Yeah, a few weeks ago, actually.
Okay, darling, did I give you a reading the last time, or was it Sarah?
I believe Sarah did.
Okay, now then, how can I help you this morning, my love?
Hi, okay, so my question is regarding a relationship.
Okay.
Or a possible relationship. There is a guy who I've been friends with for a while, and seems like there is something going on there. I'm just wondering if it's on his end, too.
Right, okay. Let's have a look at him, Jordana. Let me see what's going on with this. Okay. Instantly, I'm drawn to someone, okay, who is a little bit, shall we say, closed. All right, so he kind of keeps you guessing, Jordana. So in one respect, I feel that that's one of the reasons why you kind of like him, because he doesn't fall at your feet. But
right,
at the
absolutely.
End of the day, yeah, at the end of the day, I think his coolness now is kind of really starting to bother you, if you understand, darling, because it was... what I'm picking up with him, it's you can't really guess what he's up to or what he's feeling or what he thinks. Do you understand that, Jordana?
Right, yeah, like we flirt all the time, of the time. And it's just hard to know. And I think, like, for me, we're going to be working together next month because he works for a company that I hired. I'm friends with the whole company. And I didn't know if that was an issue on his side where, you know, because that's hard when you're working with someone, too.
Yeah, I think there's a couple of factors I'm picking up on this, okay? I feel that this guy is quite a man's man, if you like, and he likes to do things when he likes to do things. I've actually got him linked to the month of Aries, so I don't know if he's a fire sign or where my guy...
He was born in December, December 12th.
Right, no, he is a Saggy, so he is a fire sign, okay? But I am drawn more to Aries because I feel that he is very, very competitive and he likes to win, okay?
Yeah.
So that's why they're actually giving me an Aries feel about this guy, although he is very much a fire sign. Now, with fire signs, they like to do what they like to do when they like to do it. Do you understand that, Stella?
Yeah. Yeah.
I love that name, by the way. It's really, your name is really lovely. And I think the best way to deal with this guy is not to appear to be chasing him. Because I feel if you do that, you're going to, you know, when you were a kiddie in the yard and you chase and they chase and they kind of run in the opposite direction, that's what's going to happen here. I feel the best thing that you can do with this guy is just give him the feeling that you're cool, you know, you're not really that bothered. You like him, but you're not that fussed. Because I feel that he's a good-looking guy and that he's used to women being very impressed by him. Do you understand? So it's like, so he's got choices.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. So because he's
got... going anywhere with him?
I feel that you've got more of a chance of this going anywhere if you give him the impression that you're not really bothered.
Right, like just kind of like whatever happens, happens.
Whatever, you know, the attitude is with this guy is, whatever, I'm okay, I'm cool. I'm certainly not waiting for your phone call, and I'm not instigating communication. I'm just being there, being nice, and I feel when you're around this guy, I feel the best way that you need to play this is always be open, friendly, but allow all moves to come from this guy. Don't make the attempts to suggest things. Okay.
Right.
And
like
always give
him.
Don't say things like, "Wouldn't it be nice if me and you could go for a coffee or whatever?" Don't say it, because I do feel okay that you just need to just sit and chill. There is new opportunities coming in for you, Jordana. This guy, by the way, has got really, really lovely dark eyes.
He does. Yes.
Because I do feel that this man's eyes are the windmills of his kind of soul. And I feel that the reason why he is kind of closed is because he has been hurt himself back in the past. And I don't know whether or not he's been in a marriage or a long-standing relationship, but I do feel that he was left quite burnt, so that's made him kind of charming but cool.
Right, no, absolutely. He's of the Jamaican descent.
Right, but you understand, he's charming, but he's cool. He doesn't normally get overly involved with people very easily. He normally is better at being a charming flirt, if you like, rather than a steady kind of a guy. I couldn't really see this guy rushing to do your shopping with you in a Walmart. He doesn't come across as that kind of guy.
Yeah,
comes across
no.
as the type of guy who'd like to wine and dine and charm you, but I don't think that this guy is a domesticated sort, if you understand, my love.
No, he's definitely, you know, like, yeah, he's more of a manly man. You're right in that aspect.
I am right. I do feel his energy, and I am right, and I think it all depends what you're looking for, okay? Because if you're looking for someone to be that dependable guy who you're going to have a really rock-started, steady relationship with, I've got a question mark in my head whether or not that's going to be him. I do feel that you're going to have passionate fun with this guy. And if you're looking for something regular on a casual basis where there's really no pressure about taking it to the next level, then I do feel that you could have a very, very nice relationship with this guy on the terms of that you give him the impression that you're not that bothered. So he's got to kind of work to come forward to you because, as I said, as a fire sign, it's very important that they have a challenge. Fire sign people love to have a challenge, and they don't really like to have something that's not really worth having. Do you understand that?
Right, absolutely. Yeah, he wants to work for it, kind of like a
yes,
hunter.
He like, yes, he does.
He wants to do that. But so then I want to be clear because I like being clear. So you do think he's interested. He just wants to work for it.
I think he's interested. I do feel the best thing that you need to do is to make him work for it, okay? But what I'm trying to say to you is that if you're looking for Mr. Dependable, if you're looking for that steady guy who wants to set up a family unit kind of a thing, I don't feel that this guy is what you're looking for. I feel that this guy is Mr. Right now, but I don't feel he could be Mr. Right because he doesn't seem to want to change the way he is. He seems to be quite set in the way that he is right now. Time changes everything, I know, but I don't know whether or not he's going to be looking for what you're going to be long-termly looking for. I feel that there's another option coming in for you as well, and choices, and that's what I'm picking up for you this evening, Jordana, and I hope
great.
Gives you some clarity on the
Absolutely.
Situation that's around you.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Thank you so, so, so much.
Oh, bless your heart, darling. Keep listening, and we love your comments, feedback, and we love you coming on and taking part in the Guiding Light Show. So thank you very much, my love.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay, so that was the lovely Jordana on the line. And who have we got now? Can we say hi, and who am I speaking to, please?
Hi there. Hello.
Hi there. I'm going to pass you over to the lovely Julie, and she's going to answer your questions. But can I just take your name, please?
It's Hope.
Hope. Hi, Hope. I'm going to say welcome to Guiding Lights, and I'm going to pass you over to the lovely Julie Sock.
Hi there, Hope.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, honey. How are you doing? I'm great.
I'm okay. Are you hearing me okay? You sound sort of far away.
That would be help because I'm in New Zealand, yes. Okay. What can we do for you today, Hope? I've got to say a lovely name for my first reading on the show today.
Oh, okay. Well, I am I'm having this work is what I had hoped for. I wanted to move into this industry, and it was hard to do, and I got there, but now I'm here, and it's not exactly what I expected. And then on the love side, I have people interested in me, but no one's really taking me over the edge. So I'm just wondering what you see.
Right. Okay, Hope. Well, I'm a spiritual medium. I'll let the spirit do the talking. And what I'm first getting with you is a February birthday in, around you, family, friends, or loved ones. Your work situation at the moment, you've worked to this for around the last 5 years, haven't you?
No, two.
2 years. So what started off about 5 years ago? Because what I'm seeing is this has been a longer project for you. There's been something changed about 5 years ago that you wanted to bring forward. And what's happening at work is we've got that anticipation mode, and as you say, it hasn't quite worked out. And what I'm seeing is that you're not actually in the correct place, that you're in the field you want to be, but I'm looking at another opportunity coming up towards March for you that's going to settle you into the area that you actually want to be. And I think a part of the disappointment with you is the workmates that you're there with. Is that correct?
Work does what?
Is the workmates, the people who you are actually working with, are a bit, they're not quite gelling with you?
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. So the disappointment is not in the job, it's in the people that you're working with. So it's that area that you need to be working to change. And it's also, you're very aware of your surroundings and how you can help and change things and improve things, but you're not being listened to.
Right.
So in this position where you're at the moment, you need to be putting yourself forward to improve the situation, and that includes working with people skills, changing the mindset, the same as we do very much about spiritualism and in the 21st century, if you like, that you need to bring this work area and this work ethic into the everyday working lives of those people. That is a big job, but I do see come March that things are going to change for you in a work area whereby you're walking into it and it's going to be just as you want it to, and where it's going to build, and they're going to utilize your skills. You're not just going to be another number in the workplace.
Okay.
Does that help you a little bit?
Yeah, I suppose. And what about the romance?
Romance, don't usually do love relationships myself. I'm wondering if Sarah or Jeanette can come in on that one.
Yeah, I can if you want to, Julie, sweetheart.
Thank you, Sarah.
Okay, darling. Hello, Hope. How are you?
Hi.
Hello. I'm just going to link in and see where I am with you, because I get a spirit link before I actually give you the information, if that's okay with you. I feel like there's something wrong with my nose here, because spirit comes to me and I get a sense and feelings. Now, who has had something wrong with their nose, either in the spirit world or around you, sweetheart? Because it does feel quite clogged and painful, and it's just suddenly come in with me. So I know it's definitely not me.
Yeah, that's Richard, the guy who is in my heart.
Aha.
He has a bad nose issue.
Bad nose issue. Well, I can sympathise there, because I get sinuses as well. But I knew this wasn't me, because this is so strong, Hope. It's almost
the only person I know that has a nose thing like that. It has to be him.
Okay. And he's in your heart, you say? Okay.
Yeah. We're not physically together right now, but I feel his presence all the time. It's increasing. And it's kind of driving me a little nuts.
All right, darling. You're obviously spiritual, because you're picking up on his energy, because the energy is close to you. And you will find that this will come and go, okay? But while you're still attached to somebody on an emotional level, you will pick up with them. So maybe he's a little bit low at the moment, and this is what's happening. He's drawing off your energy. Now, I feel that... they give me April here, so I don't know whether it's Richard's birthday or whether it was the last time you saw him.
Oh, that's when we broke up, yeah.
Okay, darling, I was going to say last time you saw him. Right, Richard, what are you up to? Because I've got his energy here and I'm trying to work out what he's up to. He's a little bit distant, obviously, because you haven't heard from him, but this is the feeling that I'm getting with his energy. I feel he's very tired and very lethargic as well. Okay, so at the moment he's not very well motivated. Have you considered texting him?
No, I've really been hoping that he reaches out to me.
Right.
I did text him in September and I didn't hear anything back.
Ah, so you've already done the text. That's okay. Because I knew there was a text there somewhere. Right. And he hasn't come back to you. I feel with this, sweetheart, leave it go for a little while. I do think, I mean, I know you would, most people would think, come on, April, he's not going to get in touch now. It's obvious that, you know, the distance and the time that he hasn't been in touch with you is telling you that he won't. Okay, but I don't feel that. I've got to be honest with you.
You think he will, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, from a spiritual side of it, looking at his energy, I feel he's quite low. I don't know whether you had an argument and he was left feeling really depleted.
No, I've been feeling him arguing with the current person that he's with. I feel they're split. That's what I'm feeling.
Ah, okay. But when you sort of finalized, you know, when you did, when you stopped hearing from him,
yes,
was there an argument? I was going to say, I'm going to tell
depressed.
You now, Cope. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the words that you used came from anger. Okay, and I understand it because we all do it, but they hit some raw nerves, and he sulked. I've got a real sulky guy here. Okay,
mm-hmm.
But if he's been with somebody else, there's complications there anyway, and he won't be ready to come into a relationship. My sense is that you will hear something in December, okay, but it won't come quickly. Sorry to tell you this, but I can tell you exactly as I get it. It won't come quickly, but I do feel around about the end of January, and this seems to me to be some sort of anniversary for you, either somebody's
birthday.
Yeah,
that's when we
passing.
Met the first time.
Yeah, okay. So this is almost like it's going to, you know, the energy hit then, and then you lost it. It almost like karma comes around and has another go, okay? So it's a bit of a slow burner for you, but I know he's in your heart and you're thinking about him. You do have other options, and I've got somebody by the name of Bobby. Who's Bobby?
I don't know.
You don't
oh,
want
Bob.
To know because...
Bob?
Yeah.
Passed over or in this life?
Oh, to be honest with you, sweetie, when I get a name, because I sense a lot of aches and pains with people, as you were aware, I sense Richard's pain and he's on this side. So everything that they bring to me, I don't know where they are, whether they're in spirit or whether they're here. Sometimes I do because they land quite heavily. But my sense is, if Bob's in spirit, did he have stomach problems?
Yes.
Okay, so that's Bob then, because he's obviously then in the spirit world, because my stomach is really sore, and it feels like it's pulling in, and I feel quite sick, okay?
Yeah, you had a cancer there.
Oh, so, okay, so he's around you then, sweetie, so he's going to be helping you, and he gives me the 17th of January as being relevant with you, so take that date, the 17th of January, okay? And that may come in the future, or it may be something in the past, but I do feel it's coming up for you. And I always want to give you a John as well, right? So I don't know whether John is a relation around you or a relationship to come in, but I do want you to hold on to that name because they've given it to me in capital letters. So that means it's very important, okay?
Okay.
And I do feel that, obviously with your working situation, not very happy with your work, are you? So you're going to be wanting to
I'm ecstatic because I'm there. I mean, I'm writing television. Yeah. It's what I wanted to do, and it took me a couple of years to get here. But it's like I've landed in this place that's very hostile, and I skipped a lot of steps. I jumped over a lot of people, and when a woman does that often, the reception is not that great.
Yeah.
When a guy does that, it's like, wow, John, you did it. When a woman does it, it's like, ugh, who's she? So I'm kind of getting that.
Well, you know, both Jeanette and I have worked in television, and I know Grant Cully is listening, and we'll bring him in to say hi as well. He's worked in television as well. And it can be, I don't know whether you work on a spiritual level, but we do. We're obviously psychics. You can get a little bit of that. And it's almost like when we're spiritual, we should all gel together. Do you understand? It shouldn't be about ego. And I think sometimes where you are, it's ego, me, me, me. Okay, regardless of whether you're producers or whether you are actually in front of the camera, it becomes quite lively and quite excitable, doesn't it? And you know, people can basically get a little bit sort of irate and on edge. This didn't actually happen in the last two shows that we did. We worked with some fantastic people. But you've got that edgy feel about it. And, of course, you've got to deliver a show. So you've got to take that into account as well. But you know something I always say, Hope, and I don't care how well I do, if I don't get on with the people that I'm working with and I'm unhappy, I walk. I give
I'm
it a go.
I'm not to the point of being unhappy. I just, I need the credit because I'm just getting started and it's a great, it's an EP credit and I need it. But it's just a little disappointing that it's so, you know, tumultuous.
Well, Julie gave you March there, and I do feel this March link that Julie's given to you is quite a big one. I really do. And, you know, you're probably worried because you're thinking, oh, I won't be in television anymore. But I do feel that you will. It will just be slightly different. Do you understand? There's something to do with the radio around you as well, sweetheart. So definitely get
radio.
That radio.
Okay.
Are you producing rather than in front of the screen?
I am producing now, yeah. But
right,
I have been in front of the screen.
You're going back in front of the screen.
Okay.
You'll go back in front
of the
screen.
And you think that's March?
I think the openings up will come around about the March period, exactly as Julie said. Listen back, sweet. You know, obviously when
we finish the show,
we'll deliver it onto the blog talk so people can listen back to it. But I can see the television screen and I can see number 7. So 7 is very relevant. I don't know whether that's a channel or what it is, but they give me number 7. And I feel it's in yellow, so it's something to do with yellow, the colour yellow or the logo yellow. It's something to do with that. And I get the news as well, something about the news.
Okay.
So wait and see what happens with that, sweetheart. Okay.
Well, thank you, ladies, so much. I appreciate it very much. Thank you.
Big
have a wonderful evening. Is it evening or morning? Have a wonderful day.
It's morning for Julie in New Zealand, but it's evening for Jet and I. It's quarter to 10 in the evening. Okay, but thank you for calling me, lovely.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Thank you.
Bye, darling. There we go. Okay. I do believe we have another caller online. Who do we have? Hello. Hello. Are you there, caller?
This is Tammy.
Hello, Tammy, sweetheart. How are you?
Good.
Lovely. I'm not going to throw you up in the air, Tammy, because I've just done a reading, but I'm just going to see if Jeanette or Julie wants to come in and take this reading. I don't know if Julie wants to take this or Jeanette. Who's up for this one?
I'll take this.
Jeanette, lovely. Okay, off you go.
Hi there, Tammy. Hi, darling.
Oh.
You okay? Welcome
to
Guiding Lights. Yeah, I'm really lovely, thank you. How can I help you this evening, my love?
Good. I just wanted to find out a little bit more about ex-boyfriend of mine, and his energies keep coming up and going away, coming back, and I was just curious, you know, is he still going to be in my life, or is he gone, etc.?
Yes, sweetheart. Yeah, I understand, because what's actually happening here with you is that he's draining your energy, okay?
Okay.
Was this person quite complicated?
Yes.
Yeah, because I feel that he's quite a complicated person, quite a complicated personality who seemed to really, really drain you in a way, because I feel with you, it was almost as if, okay, he loved the fact that you were devoted to him, but he couldn't really give you the same amount of devotion back. Do you understand that, Julie? Sorry, Tammy.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, because what I'm feeling is that made you feel quite... really, like as though you was at the end of each other, despair, really, I'm getting despair, a lot of despair. Was there deceit around this as well, please, my love, with him? So did he let you down? Did he let you down? Was there deceit around this guy?
Yes, he continued to make promises and not keep them.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that, sweetheart, because you see, I feel that you're better off pulling your energy away from this guy, because I do feel that his life force energy is quite selfish and that he does a lot of things to suit himself, whereas you're a beautiful soul, you've got a wonderful energy, and I feel what you're actually looking for is unconditional love. But it's like as though you're putting all that love that you have in your heart towards this man. You haven't let him go, and your thoughts are restricting you moving on. Do you understand that, sweetheart?
I do, and I do my best to move on, but his energies keep coming back, and I don't understand.
Yeah, well, his energies keep coming back because you're allowing them to, okay? I feel that you need to move into a new chapter in your life. And as you are right now, today, at this moment in time, you're kind of ajar. There's a door's ajar because you've got one foot in the past with him and the other one in the new beginning. So I feel what it's very crucial for you to do is really, really, really stop saying hello and goodbye to this guy, you know, because I feel what's happening there is that he's kind of coming in around you, okay? And it's almost like you know that you need to make these changes, but you haven't got it in your heart to let him go because your heart always hopes that one day he's going to come back and he's going to change. But I feel when he comes back, you get, it's almost as if you're on this roller coaster ride. You know he's coming in and you kind of always allow him in around you. And then he kind of comes and then goes again. So as I said, hello, goodbye. That's what my spirit guides are giving me. So it's like he's coming in around you and then he disappoints you. Then he comes back, then he disappoints you. So what you've really got to do is kind of think to yourself, okay, I am not listening to any more of this person's point of view on this situation, because I do feel he is very good at talking and putting his point across, and he kind of sways you very easily. Do you understand that, Tammy?
Yes, I do. So what do I need to completely shut that door on him? I mean,
You need to walk away, because once you do that, okay, you're instantly going to be regaining your own personal power, which I do feel you give a lot of it away to him. And I do feel that there's someone else waiting to come in to offer you love and balance. And actually, the karmic wheel is going around because it's going to be you that's going to have the final say. As whether to say no thank you very much with this guy, because I feel that you're going to meet someone new and nicer, I have to say, who will love you the way that you deserve to be loved, because this guy doesn't value or appreciate the beautiful soul that you are. And I think you need to be stronger and you need to stand in your own energy and let him go, because until you really let this guy go, he is going to block you from having someone nicer at your side. And what my guides are saying is that you've got a grandmother, darling, in spirit, and I'm very, very drawn to a lady, okay, of when she was on this side, okay, would have told you straight. She wouldn't have stood for that nonsense. So she seems to be quite a very strong, opinionated person. Do you understand who I'm talking about, please?
Yes, ma'am, I do.
Right, and I feel that if she was alive on this side, she would have been saying, come on now, Tammy, you know, because I feel that this lady had quite a difficult life in some respects. She had to deal with a lot of tough calls on her own, a lot of the time on her own. Did she have a lot of children, this lady, please?
If it's the grandmother that I'm thinking about, there's five of them.
Right, okay. And did she have to do majority of things on her own? Are you aware of that?
Well, actually, that's my father's grandmother then. She did.
Right. Because that's who I'm feeling. Okay, so a lady who was very strong, who needed to be standing in her own power a lot, who looked after the children a lot of the time on her own, and who also was very much what we call in the UK a grafter, which is someone who works very hard and really tried her very best all her life for her family, okay? So do you understand who this lady is? And I feel that there is a B in connection with her name somewhere.
a B.
B for Bertie, B for Betty. There is a B very close connecting with this lady.
I'm going to have to think about that.
Think about the B because she is giving it to me. So there is a reason why she's giving me that B sounding connection name. But what I am actually feeling for you, Tammy, is that what she's saying to me is that she's been with you through all these tough experiences with this guy, and I feel what she's trying to do for you is give you some insightful guidance to move you on in your life where you feel that you're in control of your life and that someone's not controlling you. Last week we actually did a topic on that, and I feel what's been happening is that this guy kind of calls the shots and you allow him. And I feel that he only has control over you because you let him, and that you need to stand back in your own power, in your own energy, and draw your energies away from him. I am feeling some other choices coming in. I do feel the next gentleman that you have in your life is going to be someone worth having, and that you are going to grow from this. But if you're asking me, is he going to come back around you again? I would say yes. And is he going to leave again? I would also say yes. So I feel that this guy has got lots of issues, and that you really do need to have a think about whether or not this guy is what you're actually really looking for, or is it because you feel like as though he's the only one at the moment who's really showing you the affection and the attention that you're looking for, but he's not actually giving you the right attention or the right affection. So there's lots of things for you to think about, and I hope that that's given you some guidance this evening, my love.
Yes, it has. Thank you very much.
Well, it's been lovely talking to you, and I'd like to say thank you very much for listening to Guiding Lights. And I do feel that we're going to be going over to the lovely Sarah now, who's going to let us know whether or not we're going for a song or whether we're going to get the lovely Grant in with us now. Thank you very much.
I think what we'll do is we'll just bring the next call in, because obviously we've got Julie there waiting to do a reading, and see who's online. Pass over to Julie, and when Julie's finished, we will bring Grant Collier in to say hi.
Fantastic.
Okay. Is there anybody there? That's a good thing for a psychic to say, isn't it? Hello, darling. Who's there?
Suzanne.
Suzanne. Hello, Suzanne. I'm going to pass you over to the fantastic Julie Sock and leave you two to work together, if that's okay with you, darling.
Sure. I had a couple of questions. My first one is, when do you see a boyfriend coming in?
Okay.
Hi, Susan.
Hi.
Hi, sweetheart. Nice to meet you. Okay, the love question again. We'll give it a go, shall we? You guys will get me working today. A boyfriend question. Okay, I get a spirit connection for you, and what I'm getting is the month of August. Do you have a birthday anniversary memory linked to you in the month of August, please, Susan?
Well, that's my ex-husband's birthday. Deal with that.
I have a habit of bringing in the ex-husbands and the ex-boyfriends. It doesn't mean that you're going to be going back to the ex-husband, darling. It just means the confirmation link only you can link to.
Okay.
So, yes, we've got a link for you there, darling. What I'm coming up with, what I'm getting now is there is a gentleman coming through for you. This is going to be interesting. It's going to be totally out of your comfort zone. You usually go for a certain type, don't you? And you've been known to turn down gentlemen just because they don't fit that certain type. This time around, we all do it. I turned down an Italian millionaire once because he was bald. Oh, those are the days. With this new gentleman, you're going to have to come out of your comfort zone. It's going to be totally different for you, and it's going to involve travel. You don't like travel necessarily. You're a home girl, aren't you?
Well, I really don't have the money to travel. I mean, I hope he lives kind of close.
Oh, I didn't mean you're going to have to travel to find him. He's going to find you. You're going to click. It's going to be not exactly a whirlwind thing, because you're going to have that will I, won't I, should I, shouldn't I. But the whole relationship itself is going to bring trouble into your life.
So you've got to get out of that comfort zone. Can you also understand, please, where there's a lady around you who's giving you the, what my mum would say, why do you need a fella in your life? You're quite happy the way you are.
No one yet.
There's a
Yeah, there is.
I thought there was. There's a lady who's basically saying, I don't know whether it's because she likes the girly nights out or the girly nights in, but she keeps putting you off, fella. Well, and maybe, again, giving you her opinion on the, and putting her two cents in on the, you know, oh, he's not the right one for you, what are you doing with him? But for this new one coming in, and it's not very long, it's coming up in the next few months, so be ready to jump out of that comfort zone and enjoy.
Now, what is? Do I know anything what he's going to be like or how I'm going to meet him or age or look like or anything?
If I was that good, I'd be finding one for myself. Part of all of this is we can give you guidance, but we can't tell you exactly what, where, and when, and how. The main thing that you've got to watch for is that opportunity to jump out of your comfort zone. I do feel that there's going to be others around that introduce you. It's not going to be a blind date or something totally new, but I do feel that it's somebody who knows you at the moment that's going to help you.
Okay. What about the man named Tim who likes me? They were just going to be friends?
Okay, Tim. What am I getting on Tim? Let me have a look there. Okay, Tim. With Tim, can you understand where there's two gentlemen? Does he have a brother that he's close to or a friend that he's close to that seems to be always around the situation?
He has a brother, but I never met him.
Okay. Okay. Just getting the link there. With this, I do sense a friendship more than anything developing. But I'm also seeing it's long-term. And it's going to be that gentleman that you can always ring when you need an ear, whether it develops with anything else or whether this is the gentleman that's been introduced to you. I honestly can't say, and I will be honest with you, but I will say that this Tim does seem to be in the situation and in your life for some time to come. Can you also understand where there's construction work, please?
Well, he builds boats.
He builds boats. There we go. Okay, so it could be well on the very link that I'm talking about here. Because
well, I feel more friendship
kind of,
with him than romance.
I do feel that it's a long time friendship and this is a gentleman you can really talk to, you can tell anything to, can't you? He's already become a really trusted confidant.
Now, one more person, that's it. What about a Sean? He's another friend.
Sean, okay. I'm getting a little bit of distance there. I'm getting a little bit of he's rather standoffish and sometimes just disappears.
Yeah.
You don't hear from him for weeks on end and he just disappears. With that one, darling, I am seeing that there is going to be that distance between you. What I'm seeing for you coming up in the next few months, is a all new relationship that you're going to be introduced to and is totally out of your comfort zone. So,
Tim's just going to be a friend even though I'm going to be boyfriend with the other one?
Oh, Tim will be there. I do get that. It's going to be a long time relationship, friendship that's always going to be there. But for a relationship, I see a whole new line coming in for you.
And real quick, can I ask, will my son, who's 11, ever come back to live with me?
Son, who's 11, come back. Okay. Is there a J name linked between you and your son, please? A J name linked between you and your son? Could
my
be your
mother's
father?
Name.
Could, your mother's
my
name.
Mother's name.
Okay. Grandmother. Okay, thank you, darling. Yes, I do see a reconnection with you and your son. I'm not going to say when. There has been a lot of ill feeling here. I feel this coming through. There's also been a health condition. There's been a health condition related to this. Whether it's
no, not
son.
Health condition. His dad just kept fighting me for custody. So we have joint custody, but he lives over his house now. and he never stops. It's always he tries to start trouble all the time with me, and I not my son,
right.
The ex, and I just want my son back to live with me.
Right. I do see that there. I did get the instance there of a health condition coming in the scene. Whether that's going to instigate your son coming back to you, that's the feeling I'm getting. But I'm also seeing that you've got to walk away from all the trouble. I'm not saying walk away from your son or stop fighting to get him with you, but wherever that there is a fight or a ill feeling and just arguments coming into it, you be the bigger person, you walk away, and that is what is going to stick with you and stick in the case and get that son back to you. I do see him coming back to you. I don't know exactly when, but I do see that a health condition will be coming into the scene.
Which health? Mine, my ex's?
No, I'm looking on the other side. I'm looking on the ex side. I'm not looking at your son. I'm looking on the ex's side. I honestly can't say where it's coming in, but when I asked about it, they told me health conditions will change the situation.
But you don't know if it's like a year from now, 5 years, months, you have no idea when?
I'm sorry, darling, I can't give predictions like that. I don't do that kind of thing. I only give as spirit gives me. And they're definitely telling me, yes, you will be seeing your son, yes, we'll be with you. And it will come and instigate as per following a health condition.
All right, well, thank you so much. Thank you for all your time.
I hope it helps, my darling. All the best to you.
Thank you so much.
Wow. Lovely. Thank you for that, Julie. Nice all of us working together, isn't it?
Fantastic.
I've definitely missed it.
Well, I can't wait till we do this TV show, I tell you. Because obviously we're live on camera as well, weren't we? So
We're hoping, if you don't mind me saying so, on that TV show, we do a lot with on Spirituals Online Network for charities and to help our members. And we've got a friend at the moment who's in dire need. And if we possibly can on that live show, we're going to be donating from readings from that live show. Anybody can donate towards the charity if it's okay to give it a mention.
Absolutely fine by me, Julie. How about you, Jeanette?
Yeah, fantastic.
That is brilliant. We're currently helping a friend of ours, affectionately known as Halfling, online. I won't give you his personal details on the show, but you can find all the details on our events on our Facebook page. It's in the chat room there. That's facebook.com/spiritonline. His family are going through a very, very bad time at the moment. Their older brother has been found passed away in his apartment. Mother is very seriously ill, and as we speak in the next week, going under the knife for open heart surgery. And father is very ill with Alzheimer's. So we're helping Halfling and his family with practical help, financial help. We've got donations coming in at the moment, and Facebook is lit up with donations for items to auction off, readings. We've even got a fishing holiday in the UK. We've got readings with Rachel Bevan from the UK, from Dubai. If we can possibly get you girls and Guiding Light in on the action and helping out this family, we at Spirituals Online Network would love to help you to help them as much as we can.
Count me in. Count Jeanette in as well.
Yes, certainly count me in.
You got a volunteer there, Jeanette. You can't help, you know.
I knew she would anyway, to be honest with you, Julie. That's absolutely fine. Okay, Julie, we're going to introduce you to somebody now, okay, who you probably haven't spoken to before. I know you haven't spoken to him before, unless you have, and both of you haven't told me. We have the fantastic Grant Collier popping by to say hi.
Excellent. Heard the name, I've seen the word, I've seen the adverts, I've seen the comments after shows that you've done. I haven't actually spoken to the gentleman himself, so this is going to be a pleasure.
Are you there, Grant?
Hello, ladies, and hello, Julie. It's an absolute pleasure to be on your show this evening, girls. And what can I say? What a fantastic energy, I've got to say. The energy is absolutely buzzing here, actually in my own home at the moment. I'm really excited because it's nice to be able to connect with new people. And I know Julie's all the way over there in New Zealand. Hi there, Julie.
Hello, sweetheart. I feel like I'm all the way back over there in England with all these UK accents.
Well, like I say, girls, it's always a pleasure to come in your show, and, you know, you're doing such a fine job here. I want to say hello to Jeanette, because she's a bit quiet in the background. Hello, Jeanette.
Hi, darling. Lovely talking to you again. I love our shows, and I love talking to you. It feels like one big family, Grant.
Oh, it is, Jude. Jeanette, I've got to say to you, my darling, you know, you've had a real sort of busy weekend. I know you're feeling a little bit low, my darling, but I've got to say to you, on top form tonight with your readings, I must admit, bless your heart, it is easy when your energy's down. And I know that, you know, sometimes when we're not in the zone as much, when we're not on top form, we feel that we struggle. But do you know what? Absolutely fantastic. And I've got to say to you, girls, all of you are doing an absolute fine job tonight. I know I've just been sitting here structuring my show for the Friday, actually, as I'm listening to you guys. A real exciting evening coming up on Friday night. I've got one of the top palmists. I'm not going to give away too much, but I've got one of the top palmists in the country who's actually joining me. And you well know who this guy is. I know Jeanette worked with him at the weekend. I'm not going to give any names away. Just to let you know, this guy, when he works on demonstration, wow, does he give you a lot of information. And he works in a such a unique way. It's unbelievable. But more coming up on the lovely Robin. I'm just giving his first name away. I'm not going to tell you too much. But I am actually doing an event with him on the 20th of October, and we're down in Sussex doing a show, and it's pretty much called Spirit in Your Hands, and we're going to start doing touring with that. I'm doing the mediumship, he's doing the palmistry, but also there's lots more other stuff coming up, guys, but I'm not going to go into it all now. That'll all be coming up on the Friday show. Anyway, guys,
really?
I've got to just say to you, you know, how about, and I know I'm putting you on the spot, but how about giving me a little reading?
We've got Julie Sock putting us on the spot. I'm now Grant Collier.
I know. They're all putting us through our paces tonight, I think, sir. That's what they're doing. Okay, well, I think what we'll say to that one, sir, is, yeah, we will, as long as Grant gives us a little reading as well. What about that then, Grant?
Well, it's funny you should be saying that, girls, because I've been doing some automatic writing this evening, and I use the new spirit's energy through the writing to actually structure the stuff for my show. But absolutely, listen, girls, I've got to say to you, November is a leash for you, okay? We go to the end of November and then we get to December where things are starting to unfold for you. Now, they're not giving me too much away here, but I am seeing a stage. So I'm seeing something opening up within the curtains here, and I'm starting to see you girls shine. I see big possibilities coming into the energy of sort of next 6 months for you. So there's lots of things coming forward for you here and stuff you don't know about, okay? Now, this is an exciting field because I also get links, even though we got Julie over there in New Zealand, we got links of stuff that may be linked in with Australia as well. So remember all these things. Now, I've got to say also one more thing. Right, the feeling is that there is something also linked, and I've got to say with one of you that may bring this forward more than the other one, so don't worry about this, but it will join you two together, where it's linked to do with a magazine, okay? Now, there's links in here around this, around the area of a big magazine. So if you look at Spirit and Destiny, Prediction Magazine, we're looking at one of them, okay? But this comes in more around the 2013 time. So look into that year of being really big for you. This year, they're saying to me, is all about structure. Next year is all about where it happens for you, okay? Now, I've also got a feeling here that what we need to look out is for the name or somebody that comes forward of the name Brendan or Brandon, okay? Now, I don't know where he links in. He could be an editor, he could be a producer or something, but I do get this energy of this guy, and it keeps being shouted in my ear by spirit here. What I'm also getting the feeling is for both of you two guys, you've got to go, and don't worry about this, you've got to go for an area, okay, where there's something here that makes a miss. So there's something here that goes amiss before it comes in again. So don't worry about it, because you'll get excited around the end of November time. Then it doesn't come in again until early sort of, I'm going to get March, mid-section of March, where it becomes all exciting again. So these are real big things for you guys, and I'm really loving the energy of what I get around this. There is also something here to do with development circle, I'm being shouted in my ear. So there's something here of looking at forming a circle or a group or something where people come in and you're teaching on a level as well. So we're looking at big possibilities around every section of your work. That's it, girls. Not giving too much away, but all I can say is to you, hold on to your hats.
Oh, I like the sound of that, sir. What do you reckon? All good stuff, eh? Fantastic. And I'm just going to say to Grant, okay, when I'm linking in with your energy, Grant, I see that you're going to be opening your own kind of retreat. There's something coming in. There is definitely something coming in where you are going to be heading either workshops or you, and I've got to say, going abroad with it as well. Have you thought, Grant, about doing some kind of a week's holiday, but also as well take people with you to do workshops, but you're not in this country?
Yeah, this is something, it's almost workshops, but it's all to do with the paranormal stuff. So
yes,
we are looking at doing stuff in Europe, actually.
Yes, because I feel, okay, that when I'm linking into your energy, I want to go to Europe, yes, but I want to go to France, Grant. So what's the link to France?
That's something I'm gonna look out for, Jeanette, at the moment. So they're obviously giving me something of a new destination. So if the pull to France comes forward, I'll let you know.
Okay, cool. And that's what I'm picking up for you. I'm also picking up that there's been lots of new opportunities, and I feel as well that you're going to be asked, okay, to do something. And I know that you're going to be working with, like you said, with, I won't say his name, you know, who's coming on your show. But I also feel as well that there seems to be three. So it's either three people involved or you're going to be pulled in three different directions, because I've got the energy of three around you. And I also feel as well that what I'm looking at with you is that I'm pushing you forward now. June of next year is very, very, very relevant for you with decisions about work. And I feel that there's a book or there's some kind of artwork and a book. But there is definitely something creative coming in, as well as the ghost hunting and the other stuff that you're doing. And I'm feeling that you're going to be in the chateau areas of France.
Okay. Well, it wouldn't surprise me if I'm being pulled three different areas. That's pretty much where I am at the moment, all over the place. But so thanks for that, Jeanette. It's absolutely inspiring. Cheers, honey.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And I'm sure Sarah's got something to say to you as well.
Yeah, I'm going to have a quick look for you, Grant. And I'm going to get Julie Socky on you as well, if that's okay with you.
Yeah.
And then we'll go over to one song, and then we'll have some callers coming in afterwards. So the good callers there, we are coming to you. Okay, Grant, I feel like I've got a lady's energy with me here. And I feel quite chesty. I've got a little bit of pain in my chest. But I also feel that I've got, well, my knees are aching as well. And my face is tingling. Okay, I've got a tingling face, and I feel like maybe I had a tooth missing as well. Okay, and around this lady, I get the month of September, or she's given me September as being relevant. Do you understand this?
September, yes, I can remember a link of somebody. Yeah, go on, carry
okay.
on.
Okay, and this lady is also telling me January, giving me January around you as well, Grant. And I feel quite emotional. I feel like I love you very much indeed. My eyes are filling up and I've got a lot of love for you. And I feel like you've been talking to me recently. You've been talking to me, or I've been talking to you.
Yep.
Okay. Do you know who this lady is, Grant?
Yeah, I can take her, because I've got a funny feeling this would be my daughter's mum.
Oh, okay, darling. Did she smoke?
She did.
She smoked too much. She said, I smoked too much and I shouldn't have done. And I felt a little bit guilty about that. But she does want to say to you, thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
And she's with you in April for some reason as well, Grant. And she wants to say that Now, I know you've got a daughter, darling, but it's almost like you're wanting to pull your daughter in a little bit, okay? I don't feel that you need to, but I'm feeling that you want to.
Yeah.
Because you feel like you're almost like, I feel like I'm holding on to this girl and I'm frightened to let her go. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Okay, and it's fine. She's fine. She's got more of a sensible head than any member of your family. She's such a sensible kid. It's unbelievable. Do you understand? And
absolutely.
She's just saying, I'm watching her and she's safe. She's very safe. Do you understand? She's not going to do anything silly.
Yeah.
And she's not going to go silly with boys either. She's just not that way inclined.
Yeah.
Do you understand? Who's
oh,
it?
Absolutely.
Sugar, Ricky?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, the January link is her birthday, my daughter's birthday, and that's where the link comes in.
All right, darling. Okay. Right, there we go. Julie Sock, what do you have for Mr. Collier?
Hello there, Grant. Okay, you beat me to it with the January link there, Sarah, so I'm going to go with totally fresh link here, Grant. RC, coming to you. Can you understand the names James and Thomas, please, linked?
I can take the name Thomas at the moment, okay, but I'll think about the James, Julie.
Okay, as I was going to say, Thomas, James popped in there, so it's got to be significant there for you somewhere. Uh-huh. But I also see coming with you, there's a change, you know the old parallel line bit where you're going on one junction and then all of a sudden you take a right-hand turn and carry on going.
Yeah.
There's something about you're literally taking a whole different turn and a different angle with your work and with your, I don't know whether it's your day job or your personal life, but there's definitely going to be something about a little right-hand turn before you carry on going. Can you understand this?
Absolutely.
Brilliant. Brilliant. That's what we like to hear. You haven't got to make that mistake of going, shall I do it? You know that moment's hesitation?
Yeah.
Just do it. Okay? Yeah. Don't worry about it. Just do it. It's going to literally take you sky high. It's going to, and it's not in one direction, but I see arms coming off and roads going off in all directions. So the only thing you've got to be careful of is taking on too much. You're one of these gentlemen who, if somebody asks you to do something, you will say, yeah, and then 2 weeks down the line, you'll go, oh, right, I've got to reschedule. So make sure you're not taking on too much as usual.
That makes sense.
As with your family life, you're very committed with what you do. And you will not let anybody down if it means giving them the last shirt off your back. But you need to really moderate what you're doing. Take the ones that's going to keep the path forward and be ready. Some of us, I have to say, have to learn the word no. And you're going to have to say no or maybe later a few more times.
Yeah, I'm starting to learn that lesson now, Julie.
My pleasure, Grant. And I won't put you on the spot anymore, but please do get in touch. Great to talk to you. Please
and you,
it.
And you. God bless you. And God bless you, girls. Thanks for that. And all I'm going to say, girls, is just keep up the good work. Yeah, like I said the other day when I spoke to Sarah on my show, you guys are doing amazing. Guiding Lights is absolutely flying at the moment. And keep doing it. Keep up the good work, because at the end of the day, that's what it's all about. It's about putting the message out there, and you're doing that. You're doing that, and you're being heard. Girls, I'm going to leave it over to you. I'm going to hand it back, and I know you've got a lovely little song coming in, so I'll hand it back to you guys, and I'll speak to you soon, and God bless.
Thank you for coming in, Grant.
Bye, Grant. Love you. Bye.
Okay. There we go. If we go over to a song, and then are you next in line for a reading? We'll wait and see. Wow, Do You Believe in Life After Love by Cher?
I love
well,
that.
Well, do you? I do too, as well, Jeanette.
I love that. It's always about hope, isn't it? And it's about when you feel really flat, especially if someone's let you down. We've all been in that situation in our lives, where we've trusted someone, we thought they were a certain type of person, and then they've showed us another side to the character. And I felt that song is very kind of, it gives you hope that there's always going to be something nicer coming in. And I think that's really good. That's a good vibe to have on the show tonight, that there is always light at the end of the tunnel.
Certainly is, Jeanette. Certainly is. Shall we go over to callers?
Yeah, we certainly can.
Who do we have on the line?
Hi, how you doing?
Hello there. Who's that?
My name's Nima.
Nima? Hello, Nima.
Nima, yes.
Nima, thank you for calling into the show. Now, I don't know who's going first with this one. I've lost track. Jeanette, is it you or me, sweetheart?
I don't mind, sir. If you want me to take it, I'll take it. It's not a problem.
Okay.
Okay, so let's have a look at Nima. Nima, hi. Are you there with me?
Yes, I'm here. I'm just going to sit down so I could be more quiet.
Okay, darling. How can I help you tonight, please?
Okay, I was hoping that you're able to look into this just a little bit deeper, because if you don't mind, my father passed away like 7 years ago.
Okay, bless your heart. Was there unresolved things, things that should have been finalized between you two? Because what I'm getting is, okay, when I'm linking in with your energy, it's almost as if there seemed to be something that should have been said, or some kind of energy maybe you and him had, you know. But I do feel your father's love comes in very, very strongly around you, darling.
Yeah, so
do you understand what I'm feeling, please?
Yes, I do. I believe but you mean, do you want me to help you look, explain that?
No, I don't know what I want you to say. Do you know what I said to you about there was unresolved issues between you and him, or things that weren't said or should have been said? Can you take that, please? Because I'm very drawn strongly to that. It's almost like, I wish I had more time, or I wish we'd have said that, or I wish I'd have, you know, I wish we'd have resolved that issue. Do you understand that feeling, please?
Yes, it's because I moved. They were out of state, my family, and I was in New York. So I moved out of the house, and then I lived in New York City for like 3 years, and then I moved to Maryland for like 3-4 months, and then I moved back to New York, and it was difficult because how could I explain it? Like, we did have issues. Like, he wanted me out of the house because of my behavior and everything. So, but then we were friends after. So, I mean, like, we spent time with each other, and we were, like, I would talk to him once a week, but he got sick and he got ill. Mm. And before I went out of the house, some guy he was friends with, I think he wanted to harm him. And he was like, we need, as crazy as it sounds, he's like, we can't, it sounds insane, but I'm pretty sure that his death was tampered with. I don't know if he was poisoned. They say he died from liver failure, but I don't believe it because my uncle died a year later, and he had a heart issue because, like, he got something with medication or something. They had, like, a lawsuit against his brother, and right before the court case, my uncle magically passed away too. So I think that they were tampered with because of this big lawsuit.
Okay.
Big business that happened.
Okay, darling, like, I can't look into that for you because obviously, you know, we're not here to investigate, you know, people who pass away under suspicious circumstances. But what I can feel is the energy of your father, who was, you know, who told me that that between you and him life wasn't always easy, because I feel that you clash. But, like, quite rightly, as you said, you did actually resolve a lot of your issues towards the end, and you did have time to actually become more friends than you have done, so your relationship become easier. I feel that your dad is at peace and his energy comes around you. I also feel with your dad, okay, that when he was in his younger days, I've got some kind of fighting or boxing. So did he used to box, or was he some kind of an athlete or a fighter, please?
He did do martial arts, I believe. He never told me about his past, and he always hid it, and it's almost like so I could figure it out or something.
Mm. Because I feel that he was quite an active guy, okay, who could have quick responses if necessary. But I do feel that he's surrounding you with love, and I also feel, okay, that for you, all right, your own life as you are now on this side has become a little bit blocked, all right? And I do feel that there are new windows of opportunities coming in for you. And I've just got blockages around work. Tell me something, my love. Have you been suffering with a problem, please? Like an ongoing problem with an old injury on your leg, please?
Yes, I have. I have a bad leg. Like, I don't have my ligaments connected on one of my knees.
Right, okay. Because I feel that gives you an awful lot of pain ongoing. And it's also kind of really closing down opportunities for you. I don't know why, but when I'm just linking in with you, I want to take you outdoors. And I don't know whether this is like a holiday place that used to go quite regular, but I've got like a cabin in the woods. Do you understand what I'm feeling, please?
Yes, it's a lake that I went with my father and some friends in.
Right, okay, because that's a validation, that's a memory he's just given to me. Those are happy times. He wants you to remember that when you're thinking about him and not about, you know, sadness that was linked with your relationship with him. He doesn't want you to focus on the negative. He wants you to remember the happy times and really work on your own self-esteem and self-confidence, because I feel recently something pulls you down and it's kind of really affected you on how you think and feel about yourself. Do you understand that, sweetheart?
Yes, it's I just got married like a year ago, and it's difficult because we both work and there's school and there's not that much time. It's just like basically everyday lives just get in the way of the marriage.
Well, you know, yeah, they do, but that goes with everyone. But then that means then that the time out should be precious. And I do feel you are blessed with happiness and that you are going to continue to be blessed with happiness. I feel that there's a lovely family unit around you. Your dad's energy is coming in with love, giving you these lovely validations about happy times when you were growing up, and he just wants you to focus on that. You know, at the end of the day, I don't feel that you should upset yourself about anything that you did or didn't do for your dad, because I feel it was just his time to go, and he knows that, you know, his love is there with you, and that's all that he's really focused in on. Your mum, by the way, is she still very, very lonely, please?
I left her my dog, and she goes to some Bible studies, and she's talking always with her girlfriends, and so she's always busy, occupied with working, and she's okay.
Because I feel
the healing
really,
process is over.
Yeah, I feel that she's still feeling a little bit left out on a limb, but things will come right for her. Your dad's with her a lot as well. Has your mum been having digestive problems, please, over the last 6 to 9 months?
Yeah, she's having some. She just got diagnosed with diabetes, and she's, you know, dealing with her weight, and basically she's trying to eat more healthier and things. So
okay,
she's in the process of that.
Okay, because I was going to say that she needs to be eating more salads and more fresh stuff, and I feel that that will balance, but you just answered the question. But I do feel that there's a lot of love for you and for your mum from your dad in the spirit world. And I'm going to say thank you very much for connecting with us in Guiding Light. And I'm going to have to end it now because you have got other callers on the line. And it's been absolutely lovely talking to you, darling. And take care.
Thank you, dear.
Bye-bye, my love. Bye-bye. Okay, then. So who have we got next, Sarah?
Who's calling? Who's online?
It's Nathaniel from California.
Hello, Nathaniel, darling. Nice to hear you again. How are you?
Good, good.
Well, I'm going to give you the pleasure of a lovely reading with Julie Sock, because I know you haven't had a reading. I don't think you've had a reading with her before, have you?
No, I don't think so.
So I shall introduce Nathaniel to Julie and leave you both to it.
Hi there, Nathaniel. How are you doing?
Oh, great. How are you?
I'm great, thanks. Lovely to talk to you today. As soon as we got your voice on the online there, I want to talk to you about a gentleman who, he won't call you Nathaniel, he calls you Nate, Nat.
Okay.
So who would this gentleman be, please? Is this father figure in spirit, please?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. He's talking, that's my junior, that's my young lad, so you must be very much like your father.
Yes.
Yeah, he's very strong feeling and a very strong energy. He worked hard all his life, and he worked for family, didn't he?
He sure did, and thank you for me.
You don't need to. I don't need to. You just did. You can talk to them anytime you like. You just have to give them a thought or a whisper. He's very strong around you. He's also mentioning where's two brothers. Is that your two brothers or is it his two brothers?
He had three sisters, but I have a brother. I have one brother, and then I had a twin brother that passed away a couple months after birth.
Well, there you go. You've got two brothers, darling, because you've got one here with us and you've got one who passed away. Your two brothers are both there, so don't count them out just because they've gone, darling. They're still with you, and he's letting you know that. He's with your younger brother in spirit, my darling. We've got month of February again for you. It's very significant, birthday, anniversary, or memory. And there's also talk about coming in August next year, which is going to be very significant for you. So what have you got planned for August?
Nothing yet.
Well, get ready for it because it's going to be a big month for you, darling. He's bringing in lots of love and lots of energy for you for next year. Things are going to be changing for you. Can you understand also, please, the name Susan?
Susan, yes. Maybe it's my stepsister.
Okay, brilliant. Just bringing in stepsister to let you know he knows what's happening around you where and that you've got family around you. Is there a health condition around Susan at the moment? And I'm talking about something silly that keeps coming back, like a chest infection or a stomach infection. But there's something that keeps recurring that she keeps ignoring.
Huh, maybe it's another Susan. I know a minister that's named Susan that's a psychic. And I go to her because I haven't seen the other one for years.
Okay, again, actually, they're just letting you know what's going off around you. Maybe it's time to reconnect with Cousin Susan, or whether it's a connection with and confirmation for you that the psychic Susan has been connecting with you. But she, whichever which one it is, needs to sort out this health issue, because I do feel that because it's recurring, they're ignoring it and they're not dealing with it. But something does need getting sorted out, so they need to check with their doctors, etc. I'm not saying it's anything serious. I just need, once and for all, it needs to be sorted out. Can you understand that, please?
Yes.
Okay, brilliant. Can you also understand, please, where you've been walking on sand recently?
Sand, yes. Yes.
Now, this could be metaphorical or symbolic, or it could be literal. You've actually been to the beach and you've taken time out, or it could be mean that somewhere in your life at the moment, you're walking on, it's as if you're walking on sand when things seem to be that little bit harder. And you're making things a little bit harder than they need to be. Can you understand that, please?
Yes.
Right. You need to get that issue sorted out as well, okay? So you need to come at the issue from a different angle. you seem to be taking things headlong, or you're putting your own obstacles in your way, and you need to take it a little bit different from a different angle to make that walking and that footing a little bit easier. Okay, darling?
All right.
Do you have any questions quickly?
Do you see some finances coming in soon? I'm kind of short on finances.
Yeah, I think that's what's happening with this quicksand and this sand ceiling, that those obstacles you're putting in your way is what you need to clear away so that that financial side of things can work. I think that's what this was all talking about. I saw the dollar signs with it, and it's all about getting rid of those little obstacles and putting down safe footing, get the tarmac under you rather than the sandy feeling. Do you understand that?
Kind of. I'm a little, I just getting back on an even keel.
Yes, that's exactly what they're talking about. Get yourself back on the even keel, get the solid footing, and the rest and the finances will come through.
All right. Well, thank you.
Okay. My pleasure, darling. All the best to you. Thank you for joining the show tonight, and please do keep in touch with Guiding Light.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Nathaniel and Julie, everybody. Lovely. Now, Julie, if anybody wants to get in touch with you, how do they do so?
Okay, once again, they can get in touch with me via Facebook, Julie Sock. The name's Julie Simpson, but SOC for spiritualistonline.com, Spiritualist Online Network. My email is all on there, julie@spiritualistonline.com. Through Facebook, you can see me daily live on Sock Live for readings. And yeah.
Okay.
Find me anywhere on the internet.
And obviously that will lead you to Jeanette and I as well when we come on live, and because we'll be working live on Sock Live too. So if you want to see us on camera and have a little bit of a chat to us, register yourselves into Spiritualists Online, and that's a sure-footed way of getting in there. Okay. Right. Do we have another caller on the line? Hello.
Hello. Hi.
Hello, darling. Who am I speaking to?
This is Tasha. And I want to know, when do you see me and Andre getting married?
Okay. I don't know whether the line's wobbly or whether I can't hear you very well. Could you repeat that? What's your name again?
My name is Tasha, and I want to know, when do you see me and Andre getting married?
Okay, darling, Tasha. Okay. Are we presuming that you and Andre are getting married then, Tasha?
Hello?
Has he asked you to marry him, sweetheart?
Yes.
He has. Okay, and I'm asking questions here, but I just want to make sure that I've got the right link with you. Right. Let me get Spirit in and see if we can sort that out this way. Who's John around you, Tasha?
John is my children's father.
Lovely. So I'm going back with your ex then, which is obviously, I need to get in there to sort the residue out to bring you forwards. Right. I've got a December link as a past memory or something to do with December around you, which could be birthdays or... they're actually giving me christening. Was anybody christened in December, Tasha?
I think my niece was.
Ah, that's unusual for me to get a christening like that. But they're just giving me the validation there with the christening in that December month. Right. Where else am I going here? This connection that you have with this Andre guy, did this come in February? Did he ask you to marry him in February, or did you meet him in February?
We got close to February.
You got close. Okay. They're drawing me towards the 24th of April with you, Tasha. So why do I get that date? Is this some sort of validation in the past, or was there something happening around that time?
In April of this year?
I don't know, to be honest with you. It could be in the past. I know I'm edging my bets here, but... they're giving me the 24th of April, so that's quite specific, isn't it?
Yeah.
Does that resonate with you at all, darling?
I guess that's when we really started hanging out real tough with each other, hanging with each other every day.
Okay. Right. I've got a strong female energy with me here, Tasha, who had an intense feeling just under her ribs, and my throat hurts as well. My throat hurts quite badly. It feels quite, I don't know, very, very, very painful. But I don't know whether this is like some sort of something to do with the glands or the muscles around the throat. Do you understand this with this lady? And just under my ribs, I feel like I've got some sort of a blockage.
Okay.
Do you understand this with a lady in the spirit world?
Yes.
Okay. She's very close to you, all right? She gives me September around you as well, sweetheart. And what I want to say to you is, it's going to take a little bit of time. I wanted to build up as much evidence as I could with you because my sense was that you're not getting married quickly, okay? It is going to take a little bit of time here. And I do feel you will have choices as well. I'll be perfectly honest with you, sweetheart. I feel you will have choices. But I do feel that when I say a little bit of time, I feel that I like the December link around you, but I feel December next year, because for me with you, I feel like December's quite a positive month other than the Christmas. Okay. And do you have any other questions for me, Tasha?
But is she saying December next year with Andre?
I think that, yes, but I'm going to tell you what I can see. I can see other options. Now, I'm opening you up to something that you don't know about. And I would say I'm going to leave this completely with you because this will be your choice. In life, we have choice. And sometimes we can't always predict what will actually happen because spirit don't want to do that. But I do have a very strong link with you and this guy, this Andre. I feel that it will be your choice. And yes, it could be him. It most certainly could be him. It's very, very possible that it could be. But I do feel, I'll be honest with you, there are other choices coming in around you. Okay. Which will be choices. It won't mean that you necessarily have to pull away from him. Okay. But I do get the December of next year as being relevant around either deciding for definite what you are going to do individually or how you're going to move this forward. And March is flashing in front of my eyes as well. Okay. And this lady just wants to say to you, please don't rush. Please don't rush. You can share love. You can share love. You can enjoy love. And the marriage isn't what it's all about, though I know that is a really lovely experience to have. Okay. All right, darling. Thank you so much for calling into the show. Okay. I'm just going to see if we've got any other callers online, darling. If you want to listen back to that afterwards, then please do on blogtalkradio.com/MikeSpiritFM Guiding Lights. Okay. Right. Do we have another caller online?
Hello.
Hello, darling. Who's that?
My name is Tina.
Hi, Tina. Thank you for contacting Guiding Lights this evening or this afternoon, wherever you are. It sounds like you're in America. And yeah. I'm going to hand you over to the fantastic Jeanette Ancoon.
Okay.
Okay.
Hi. Hello, Hi. Tina.
Hello.
Hi, darling. Hi, my love. How can I help you this evening, Tina?
Well, I'm a member of a psychics group, and somebody came on today out of the blue and told me that I needed to call in today to talk to someone.
Okay.
So here I am.
Okay, lovely. So is there any area, because what I'm feeling is that you're on the crossroads of your life. It's almost as if you're very, very uncertain about where you need to go. And I also feel with you, darling, that you've been messed about and disappointed by certain people, one in particular, for the last 8 to 9 months, and it's almost like as though it's all starting to get you down now. Do you understand, darling?
Well, actually, it's been 4 years. My partner committed suicide and had cancer 4 years ago, and I haven't dated anybody in 4 years, and I've been asking the universe to send somebody my way, and somebody popped up 2 weeks ago from my childhood.
Right. But I'm feeling, okay, I know you said that your partner passed over 4 years, but I feel that this is not relationship people that have been pulling on your energy. I feel that this is friends, family, work colleagues, because I do feel, okay, that you've been overloading yourself with other people's concerns and worries. Do you understand that feeling, sweetheart?
No, I really don't.
Right, well, there's someone around you that needs to have a little bit of assistance. Someone around you close is actually feeling overwhelmed by being overly involved with other people kind of draining them. But I do feel, okay, that there is a new opportunity coming in for you. But what I'm picking up on, it's almost like, do you want to take it? Are you actually ready to move on? Because I feel part of you is still feeling a little bit closed. Do you understand, sweetheart?
Yes, I'm still a little closed, but this was the first love of my life that has appeared, and there's a real strong bond still here. So basically, I'm just wondering if this is the one, or am I to just keep doing what I'm doing and staying closed off? And
right, okay, because I would say yes, take it. Take it, because I feel sometimes in life we have to take a leap of faith. I know that you've lost, you know, one great love of your life, and his energy is around you as we speak, okay? I feel he's coming forward to you with a bunch of yellow flowers. Now, yellow in the spirit world is all about eternal love, darling, okay? So he really wants you to be aware that he's going to love you eternally, and that he wants you to, you know, to live this side of life with happiness. So I feel that for you to have someone new coming in, someone that you could care for and love, I feel he's giving you his blessing. I also feel with this man, okay, is that he had lovely eyes, okay. I feel that they were lighter rather than darker, but very, very, very emotional eyes. Was he a water sign, please, your beloved that passed over?
I'm sorry?
Was he a water sign? What was his date of birth, please?
No, I'm a water sign. He was an air sign.
So it's you. You're the water sign. Okay, because I do feel that there's a lot of water energy around you, so it's actually you. Okay, well, I do feel that this rut that you've been in, you're actually finding a way out, and I feel sometimes...
It actually brought me to my spirituality. It actually made my gifts much, much stronger when this happened.
Yeah, well, you see, okay, sometimes when we have these tough things in life, they do kind of take us on another pathway that at the end of the day do have a light at the end of the tunnel. And I do feel this is exactly what's happened to you. I feel that you need to follow that light. I feel that this new guy has come back into your life for a reason, and that he could be somebody nice to build your life with and bring the balance back, because you have grieved for long enough and you do deserve to smile, okay, because your lovely husband would want that from you. And I do feel a lot more new energies coming in, a lot more traveling, a lot more seeing things. And I do feel a house move as well coming in around you very, very soon over the next 6 months. So there's an awful lot of new energy connected to you, and a lot of gathering up my thoughts and leaving the hurt in the past and focusing on the future, because your happiness lies in the future. I know that you're not going to forget your husband, and quite rightly so. But I feel that while you are now having the opportunity to make a new chapter, I feel that you should embrace it, my love. And I do feel that this guy is a soulmate, and so is your husband as well. So you're very lucky that you've been able to connect on a deep level with more than one man.
Amazing. Can I ask you one question? I have one question.
Okay, my love.
The new guy, his name is Jim, and like I said, I actually fell in love with him when I was 12.
Yeah.
Is he the father of my child?
Oh, darling, I wouldn't be able to look into that, okay?
Okay.
Because spirit kind of, you know, some things are not published for on air. But I do feel that if you want to find that out, you need to go and have a DNA test done.
We are already doing it. Yeah, my daughter's 24, and I told her today there was a question about it.
Right, so you're already discovering that out through the scientific method, which is always the best. But I feel on a spiritual level and on an energy level with you, I feel your husband wants to bring you forward to a new chapter. I feel that you are definitely going to find that, you know, you have someone back in your life that you can depend on again. And I think you just got to move onwards with your life and, you know, just be happy, darling. That's all I'm feeling for you, is there's a lot more happiness coming in. And I have to leave that with you now because we are coming to the end of the show. And I'd like to say thank you very much for connecting to Guiding Light, my love.
Love and light to you.
Thank you, darling. You
thank
take
you.
Care. Bye-bye now. Bye-bye. Okay, Sarah. So now then, have we got time for another caller? Or what's going on? Are we having a song? Are you there with me, Sarah?
I'm still here, Jeanette. I think we wouldn't be able to really give a caller enough of our time, quality time for a reading now, because we are coming up towards the end. So maybe if we just have a little bit of a chat with Julia and obviously yourself and finalise, go to a song afterwards and say goodbye.
Yeah, it's gone quick again, hasn't it?
Certainly has. So, Jeanette, what have you got in the coming weeks?
Well, tomorrow I'm going to really be kind of chilling out and just having a day to myself, a rare day to myself, and who knows what the rest of the week will bring. I've got private parties booked in for the later part of the week, back on the TV, Psychic Interactive TV. You'll catch me on there from Wednesday onwards if you'd like to come on board and have a reading, or if you'd like to watch a show, they do, you know, do lovely things on the show. But like yourself, Sarah, every day is a new day, and you never know what's going to happen until you get up, really, because we try to plan things, but sometimes all the best plans go all over the place because people want us, you know, and we've got to just kind of be flexible. So that's my week next week.
We certainly do, don't we? And Julie Sock, what have you got coming up, sweetheart?
Oh, more of the same, my darling. we've got Spirituals Online Network Lycee and working. We've got classes in there all week, in the chat rooms, all linked on our Facebook. We've also got Sock Live, of course, so we're doing all the promotion for that, and we'll be getting you girls on there in the next couple of days or weeks. Obviously we've got this special event that we'll be getting set up, and myself doing web work, sitting here doing 36 hour days as usual, and of course the retreat here in New Zealand.
I meant to mention
we just
that.
Went out of town. We're here on the west coast of New Zealand, midway between Greylands and Whakatika. We've got our own lovely retreat in an old school building, over 100 year old site that has always been a school building, and it's now the Spiritualist Online Network Retreat, and I do readings, groups and development here. We also have evenings of mediumship every fortnight on a Saturday, and we're starting them on alternate nights on a Friday, the alternate week. So that's all online as well, so you can check that out.
Lovely, lovely, lovely. And on behalf of Grant Collier, I would like to say his website is www.grantcollier.co.uk. There we go, Grant. You owe me big time. and if you listen back, everybody, you'll get obviously all of the contact details of all of us, so you can connect to any of us individually if you want to. Right. So I'm not too sure if we're going over to a song now, whether we're going to finalise the show. Mr. P, what are we up to? Should we go over to a song and say goodbye to everybody? And thank you very much. You have been listening to Guiding Lights with the Jeanette Ann Coombe, and Sarah Mai. I've lost it. And the phenomenal Julie Sock, with a little bit of an add-in during our show with Grant Collier.
Fabulous.
Many thanks, girls.
Yeah, love you all.
Work.
See you soon
fun.
Next week. All keep listening to the Guiding Light show.
It's been fun, girls. Keep up the great work.
Thank you, Julie, darling.
Bye.
Shine bright like a diamond. shine bright like a diamond.
Thank you for being part of the Guiding Light Show. Jeanette and Sarah will be back with you next week at the same time, 9 o'clock in the evening, GMT. Meanwhile, contact them direct. Search Guiding Lights on Facebook or visit their website. Jeanette is available at www.jeanette-coon-psychic-tarot.co.uk and Sarah available at www.sarahmaypsychic.com. Until next week, take care.